In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter, long ago. It's the first stanza of one of my favorite Christmas carols, and for this evening, I want to think about that word bleak. Bleak, defined, is not encouraging or giving any reason to have hope. As we gather here this evening, we need to recognize that there are those perhaps within the walls of this building, and certainly those outside these walls, whose life right now seems very bleak, not encouraging, no reason for hope. At this moment, there are brothers and sisters, those who know and love Jesus Christ, who cannot celebrate Christmas as we are doing in such a public fashion, because they will lose their jobs, perhaps their homes, or even their lives. Life for them right now is very bleak because there seems to be no hope for the days ahead. And so in the bleak midwinter, the picture is one of starkness, of no hope. And yet, we celebrate the birth of Jesus who brings hope. Consider the time when Jesus came into the world, the bleakness of the day, the fact that no one really followed after God, and into that dark and bleak world comes Jesus, the Savior. In humble circumstances, without any fanfare except some shepherds and the angels that met them, he comes in this stable, born in a feeding trough. This carol speaks of the bleakness of the day, not just physically, but spiritually. And that's the great bleakness of our day. There's a dearth of great love for God. There isn't much wonder and majesty of who God is. And yet, this carol reminds us that there's something greater. Our God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Enough for him whom cherubim worship night and day, a breast full of milk and a manger full of hay. Enough for him whom angels fall down before, the ox and ass and camel which adore. Angels and archangels may have gathered there, cherubim and seraphim thronged the air, but only his mother in her maiden bliss worshiped the beloved with a kiss. Luke 19 verse 10 says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. In the bleakness of the world in which we live, there is hope. There is something to look forward to. There is Jesus who came, as we celebrate his birth, to save the lost like you and me. John chapter 3, 17, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. That's not bleak. That's delightful. That's joyful. That's hope that springs to us through Jesus Christ, born those many years ago. And so when you think this evening, and when you celebrate by God's grace tomorrow, the joy of your celebrations, I recognize that some of you may not be so happy. There's a bleakness in your heart and in your existence that keeps you from having any kind of joy. Then I would plead with you this evening, look beyond the trappings of Christmas. Look past the tree and the ornaments and the lights and look to the only one who brings hope, Jesus Christ. Look beyond the celebrations which are so important at this time of year. In enjoying those, embrace the truth that comes to us at Christmas. Jesus dispels this bleak darkness and brings hope and brings life. And not life just for a short time, but life eternal. Do you know him this evening? The last stanza of this carol gives us something to look forward to in responding to this Jesus. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what can I give him? I give him my heart. See, Jesus came into the world to save lost sinners like me and like you. And tonight, I want us to respond with that joy in him, that we would give him our hearts, that we would trust and obey, see that he is the only hope to take away my sins and give me eternal life, to bring that joy. You see, if that is in your heart, then all the presents you may or may not get tomorrow, they will dim. All you kids who are looking forward to your stockings and things in the morning, are you? Yeah, I am. Those are wonderful things, kids, and enjoy those. But look past those. Look to Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, because in Him is true and eternal delight. And with that in mind, we're going to close our service this evening with that wonderful hymn that we sing every year, Silent Night. As we do that, we're going to light some candles, and you'll see someone come by to light the candle if you received one when you came in. And when we sing this hymn, we will stand together and sing in a moment. You'll see these gentlemen coming along. Just put the candle on the outside of there, and go ahead, gentlemen, start lighting those candles. I want us to sing with hearts of contemplation about perhaps the bleak surroundings in which we find ourselves outside, but the warmth, the joy of the light, because the light represents Jesus, because the Bible says He is the light of the world. And so I'll ask Stephen to start playing for us and get ready for us to sing, and when we're ready, I'll ask you to stand, and we'll sing together as we conclude our service.